Hey guys, Jesus H. Macy here. On behalf of Chadley, Beaker, and the whole Nerdcore Meow family, we would like to dedicate this episode to Triforce Mike. Much love.
Zero Norms! Misfit! Nerdcore Meow! Everybody get up, tune in, the show's about to begin, and every episode is a guaranteed win. Nerdcore Meow, straight holding it down, so pick up the sticks and turn down the sound. Comments, trolls, who's big up in the shit, and remember to tip the glass, Jake Vick. Make you laugh so hard you burst at the seams, it's the dopest podcast in the nerdcore scene. You know what I mean? Lighten up the boards when they record, now give it up for the tag team from the north. Fly high, Chadley and Macy. It's a classic every time, no matter who stops by. So sit back, relax, this show can't be missed. This is Nerdcore Meow, when it's big in the shit. Word. This is Nerdcore Meow, when it's big in the shit.
Hey guys, welcome to Nerdcore Meow. Today we've got Hex from The Nerdy Show, we got Beaker and Chadley and myself, Jesus H. Macy. What's up guys?
Chadley!
Hey everybody, welcome to the show, Hex.
Hi, I'm Hex. It is a pleasure and honor to be here. Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Yes.
Thanks for not being Chadley so that I could be Chadley.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
You're welcome.
Any day, buddy.
All right, so Chadley here. As usual, our first order of business on today's show will be to talk and interview with our guest, who is, as you know, Hex.
Jake Bit.
Damn.
How dare you?
In the shit. We haven't said Jake Bit in forever. Hey, Jake Bit, what's going on, man?
Oh, that was a ninja insertion. That's what she said.
Hear me out.
Hear me out.
It's inappropriate, Beaker.
Sorry.
Okay, so let's get this back on the train tracks. So we're going to interview our guest today, Hex. We have a few questions for you. Our first question for you today is, where does the name Hex come from? Like a nickname, Hex? Where does that come from?
Oh, funny story. I actually just fumbled this. So I will, basically, the idea was back in 2007, I was looking for some kind of online moniker to call my own because everyone on the, there were so many people everywhere named John, and that's kind of a boring name. So if I just went as John, no, people go, well, which one? So I started brainstorming on what kind of name, and about that time I was really into graphic design, and I even claimed having this magical power that if you pointed at any color, I could tell you what the hex code for that was. And I proved this on live radio, which is a ridiculous kind of ironic place to prove it for all places, but there were reasons that actually made it valid. And so I took the name Hex after hex code. Then I added the suffix of warrior because I always kind of like seeing this image of this mighty brawling kind of guy. And being the hex warrior always gave me the subtle and implied but never outwardly stated 16-bit berserker subtitle. And so I am hex warrior, just hex, as everyone calls me.
What is the hex code of Beaker's skin?
Sorry, unfortunately, my powers no longer exist. So I can take a guess.
That is incorrect.
What?
It's FFFFFFFFF.
Is that white? It's whatever white is.
Is opaque a hex code?
No, that's opaque. Oh, little graphic design humor there.
We're getting more sophisticated every day.
I'm learning so much.
But that's where the name Hex came, and it propagated a lot because when I moved out from the West Coast to Florida, 2007, everyone that knew me here only knew me from the internet, where they only knew me as Hex. So when they introduced me to new friends and whatnot, they introduced me as Hex. my previous job at CloudSpace, they called me Hex. It's fairly uncommon if someone refers to me as John Alex.
Okay, so our next question is, what kind of gear do you use on each episode of The Nerdy Show?
Oh, well, fortunately, I am staring right at the gear that we normally use. So we have a non-specific Windows PC. This particular one is the HP Pavilion Entertainment. We have a Mackie soundboard, a 802VLZ3 for those playing the home game.
Wow.
We have a Samson S-Amp stereo headphone amp for all the people in home, in base. And then for our microphones, we have a variety of, what are these, condenser mics or? Cap's in the room. Cap is, he's the guy that...
Yeah, I remember all this stuff and then I forget all this stuff. It's only important as long as it's important. But we have an RE20.
We have an RE20. We have two RE20s. Which are really good. And this, which is a Behringer C1 microphone and a whole mess of various cables to get everything connected. And
monster cables.
Yeah. Oh, these are XLR and these are RCA and so. So yeah. So it's, so that when I accidentally hit the table, you don't hear it, we have a big brick of foam core. Just foam. It is, oh gosh, I guess that would be a light turquoise.
I'd say aqua.
Seafoam?
Yeah,
seafoam. Seafoam. That's the preferred foam color.
That sounds lovely.
And what's the hex code for that?
Hex code for this? Oh gosh, that'd be 00,
Jesus Christ.
A D6.
I think I'm just impressed.
Oh my god, is that it?
Kind of close.
Wow, Cap has his Photoshop open and it's really dang close.
Holy cow.
I guess that's why they call you Hex.
With
the excitement, man.
We're all getting familiar.
So now you yourself can go home and paint your phone Nerdy Show Sea Foam.
That needs all to right. be put on a t-shirt.
Hex, what is like the editing process that goes into editing each episode of the Nerdy Show?
First off, so we get together. Well, we have ideas for the show. We record the show, and then fortunately we have an editor, Colin Peterson, who on the air I call a total douche nozzle, but off the air is a really nice guy and does a lot
of
work.
So he's a douche nozzle then?
Yeah. We actually had to push back when we're playing Dungeons and Doritos, our other podcast, because that douche nozzle wanted to watch the sports ball next Sunday. Super Bowl next weekend. So I'm told. I don't know. I don't
watch soccer, I don't know.
He does a lot of work. Basically, when I edit the episodes, we record each segment separately. We have two songs between each break. And then we throw them all. I use Adobe Sound Booth. Trim it up, clean it up, put everything in order, and then throw it online with appropriately amusing or stupid images to represent that particular episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you like that? We just use the hipster cat for every episode.
Well, that's a tried and true method. That's pretty brilliant.
We actually, the hipster cat, and Hex, it'll be good to get your perspective on this. You've been in the game a while, and you're a well-known, recognized guy. The Nerdapalooza logo is well known and recognized.
Yeah.
Hipster Cat has come under fire on Facebook. We don't need to name any names, but a guy with a really stupid name thinks that Hipster Cat is not hipster enough, and that the show is not hipster enough, and we couldn't express that, you know, truly in our nature. We're on the same team. We're not looking to be hipster at all. hipster cat is just, he's our nemesis. We just can't separate ourselves from him. And
he's our favorite. We love him.
Yeah, what can you do? And how do you find when your message is misinterpreted? How can you help re-identify yourself with the people that aren't getting the message clearly?
They don't get that it's a joke.
Hmm?
They don't get that the hipster cat is a joke.
Normally, if someone doesn't get that it's a joke, what I explicitly say is, I'm sorry that you don't have a sense of humor. This is a joke. Personally, I love Hipster Cat. I think Hipster Cat is a great representation for Nerdcore Meow, and that you should just embrace Hipster Cat, and that anyone that's a hater is honestly, haters are going to hate. But for the actual question of how do you reassociate if branding has gone off basis, that's a very difficult question. Fortunately, I've never had personal experience with that. Nerdpalooza is a nerdy show, and all the other things that I've tackled have always kind of stuck to their guns with the whole nerd message, and people kind of get it, and they don't go, you're too jock to this. I don't get it. What's not nerd enough? So, I don't know. I have to plead ignorance on this one. I apologize.
Well, let's put a facetious example for you. Like, I personally have taken the Nerdapalooza logo, which everybody I'm sure knows is the googly glasses with the teeth, right?
And I'd like to jump out right real quick. Steffo from My Parents' Grave Music, this is a great story. Within like day three, I had the idea for Nerdapalooza, and I'm going around on MySpace, spamming all my music friends, going, "Hey, isn't this a cool idea?" Day three after I had the idea of Nerdapalooza, I have a email in my inbox from Steffo from My Parents' Favorite Music. He's like, "Hey man, I got really freaking drunk last night and I designed you this logo. I hope you dig it." And I'm like, this is perfect.
Nice.
And it's still
and now it's just there.
Yeah. No, it's I love it so much. At the last Nerdapalooza, for those that don't know, I got these skull and glasses tattooed to my left shoulder.
Nice.
My first tattoo, and I'm very proud of it.
And then you went up to all the haters and you say, "See this bitch? It's staying."
I will. If anyone had at some point like been so outwardly outspoken against the Nerdapalooza logo, I'm like, "Listen, bitch, look at my shoulder." But fortunately, everyone's like, "Oh, that's a cool logo. It would be really good." I go, "Yeah, I know, he's my friend."
Yeah, well, just to clarify from earlier, the hipster cat's not going anywhere.
Good.
Just,
good.
We're not changing hipster cat.
To say you wouldn't nuzzle and pet hipster cat is a lie. It's an injustice to everyone that you speak the foul lies to.
Yes.
And hipster cat would nuzzle up and purr ironically while you pet him.
He would bark softly.
I was wearing thick... I was wearing thick rim glasses before they were cool. Cocky sniff.
Okay, so something Nerdy Show does is Nerdy Show takes we take kind of like different brands from our childhood that we really like, steal their logo and put Nerdy Show over it, like the most infamous one is like TMNT. You guys should do that with a bunch of like cartoon cats. Like I now imagine Snart wearing glasses.
Yeah, that's my thing. I put hipster glasses on everything, and that becomes my logos.
So I think having a bunch of like cartoon cats from, yeah,
that's a good idea. I like
Battle them. Cat from G-Man with hipster glasses.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We should get a picture of Alf, and then put at the top Nerdcore Meow, and then on the bottom it just says "Fuck off, Alf."
Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Wearing hipster glasses.
Yeah.
God damn.
We should probably also collect all of the slash fic we can find about these cats and just save it in case we need it.
Oh, I've got so many cat pictures, I don't even know what to do with them.
This is a call out to our 500 fans on Facebook. If you write slash fic, hipster cat orgy, send it our way. And there's Sabrina the Teenage Witch in there.
You're encouraging cat fan fiction.
Well, I would like I said, throw Sabrina the Teenage Witch in there, and since it's nerdcore, throw in Router too.
You know what?
Yeah,
I was going to make an offer, but the moment threw in Router, they killed the deal. Like that boner.
You could represent her as just an energy field of evil, noxious gas.
Nerdy Show has a sister podcast or brother podcast. I don't even.
It doesn't have to be gender specific, X.
Overclocked After Dark, and whenever we get together, we always read really bad fanfic.
Especially Sexy Stepsister.
Sexy Stepsister, is that okay? We're Sexy Stepsister podcast. And so if this fanfic gets made, let us know, and we will read it on the air.
I know.
Our people are on it.
The joining of two worlds.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to know where...
you, us, and OCAD, that's a whole lot of power right there. That's cool.
It's a whole lot of volume. Speaking of our Facebook, though, I am monitoring it, and we actually have not quite hit 500, but when we do, I plan to announce it.
Oh, good.
Anyway, so for our next question that we have for you is, everyone knows that you're an aspiring artist, and your art is getting pretty big, and we have a lot of people wanting to know when you plan to finish the Pokedex, because you used to do a Pokemon a day, and, you know, that kind of dropped off, and now we're sad. What's the haps?
How many people, a lot of people, or is this just you? Is this just you wanting
more? No, I got a few people asking me.
Have several people ask you when I'm going to finish the Pokedex?
I've actually heard that question too. We farmed the fans for questions.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You are making this up.
I'm not making this up.
We harvested questions for you, Hex, and that came up. The Pokedex entries have fallen off, apparently.
I do not want it to make it sound like that I'm unappreciative of fans. I love every single one of you. I don't understand you, but I'm also incredibly self-deprecating of my own art, so that's the main reason. Like, I love you so much.
I've actually just got an email asking a question, but hold on. I'll ask you after you answer the Pokedex thing.
Okay. So the Pokedex, originally the Pokedex project was just the idea to give me a challenge every day to draw. Like, I didn't have a daily goal of something to draw daily and try to finish. Try to finish on a daily basis. Now I'm actually sitting on a number of commissions, and so I'm working on a bunch of sketches and other stuff that would just slow down if I kept up the Pokedex. I think the Pokedex is going to continue to be an on-again, off-again project that I may never finish or may finish this year. It all depends on because I'm really digging this whole drawing every day. I want to draw every day. If I'm not drawing on a particular day, I'm doing something wrong. And so what I think I'm going to do is whenever I get to a day where I'm like, I don't have anything to draw. Oh, I know. Yes, I do. I need to finish the goddamn Pokedex. So the Pokedex, it's also nice to have this project that's looming in the distance that it has no real deadline and goal and no client going, so, hey, bro, where's that Pokedex of mine? I shipped for 150 Pokemon last week and only 73. What's up? So the beauty of the Pokedex is that it's just something that can always be ongoing. There is no definite goal, and I apologize to any fans that are total Pokeholics that really need me to finish the Pokedex.
I want you to fix the Pokedex.
Here's the joke. Here's the Nintendo joke. There will never be enough Pokemon.
Okay. I say when you finish the Pokedex, I mean like the first 151, man. That is the Pokedex to me. Fuck all that new bullshit Pokedex.
And I don't know. Like, there's still some really cool stuff. Like Houndoom is like, you're never going to tell me that Houndoom is not cool.
I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah, Houndoom is not cool.
But I call you wrong. You are incorrect, sir. Houndoom is awesome.
I saw a Pokemon from the recent series, and it's like a bag of garbage. It's called.
Yep.
I thought that was kind of weird.
Time to erect the octagon.
I have like a full pack of Pokedex on my phone, or did at some point. I guess I don't have it anymore. Anyway, it was just full of the craziest. So the newer Pokemon, there was like a Pokemon that was called like Lampio or something like that, and it was a lamp with eyes. Come on. They need to be a bit more creative with this
shit. Don't hate on Lampio.
I love Lampio.
I really like the ice cream Pokemon.
It's a cool idea, but they didn't do enough with it. They took a lamb and put eyes on it.
Wait, did you say he's an ice cream type?
There's also an ice cream type, an ice Pokemon, but it's pretty much floating ice cream.
I love
that. That would be super effective, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use ice cream.
You go in. You go into like this girl's house, and she's like, "My boyfriend's an asshole. You use ice cream. Bam! Super effective. You get laid.
It's super effective.
Exactly. Exactly.
Holy crap! You can feed it fudge and extra calcium. Man, I think we just made the first decent offshoot. So Hex, do you have a gauge on who your biggest fan is? You got to, like, do you know who owns the most of the art of John Carter?
Well, I can probably tell you who my most supportive patrons are. There's a few of them that have been over the years been really supportive. One John Laval stands out in my mind as being an incredibly supportive patron of my art. He's purchased many pieces, including one of my favorites, which was he bought it. Well, actually, he didn't buy this, but his mom bought it. But he introduced me to his mom, so opened up more doors. But it was pretty much, he said, "I want something Castle Crashers related." I'm like, "Okay, Castle Crashers, four guys, same image, different colors. Can I do Andy Warhol?"
And that's awesome.
Came out perfect, just as I wanted.
That sounds amazing.
Another very strong patron of mine is Michael Orr, who is a local friend of mine. I'm actually working with him as on the editorial staff for the local comic shop. A comic shop supports Nerdapalooza all the time, where the Nerdapalooza after party was at, the day after was at last year. They are doing this really cool project called A Comic Book, which is an anthology of local artists and writers. We're currently we're working on issue two. I'm the editor in chief on it, with Michael Orr being one of the editors, and we're a writer and artist team. And so, as well as a bunch of Batman that he's had me paint.
Okay. I actually just received a question from email from Cameron. He says, "Hey Hex, will you ever rap again?"
Oh, God. I rapped like in three songs ever. And the answer is no.
Coolest guest star ever.
Were you good?
No, I was horrible. I was incredibly horrible.
Were you on Zealous One's album?
What?
Were you on Zealous One's album?
I was not ever on any par with Zealous One ever, and no.
I just remember someone who was like a podcaster who could not rap being on that.
Oh, maybe. Yes, that was not me.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Back in 2007, I had this silly idea for a really stupid project called the League of Mediocre Gentlemen. And I recorded one song. And I don't know where that went. Super Powerless from the UK asked me to rap for a song. And it was about guts, man. Except it was about having guts, man. Then
I get it.
That was doomed from the start.
Really stupid. Then I did a track with EPP.
Did you now?
Wow.
Forum, there was a MC Rection was doing this character rap battle where he was rapping as Blanca, and so I came on to rap as Zane.
As Zangief.
Zangief.
Can we get a sample of how you spin an accent for Zangief?
What?
Can we hear your Zangief accent?
Oh, dog. That's what done. I am Zangief. Similar to my VMAX impersonation.
That's legit.
It sounds a lot like...
You remember the first two bars, and they go, "I am Zangief. I squat when I dance. Keep this brief like my favorite pair of pants."
Wow.
That's next level.
I don't remember anything else, but the answer is no. I don't. I know where my place is in the big music scene, and that's making album art and promoting.
That's stupendous.
Okay, so our next question. You always talk about, you know, on the Twitter feed and whatever, you always talk about meeting up with the Nerdapalooza board. Who is on this Nerdapalooza board? Or is it secret?
No, it's not secret at all. The big four, if you will, the big five, if you will, the I'm the executive director of Nerdapalooza. I'm the chief dog. I'm the founder and inventor and haiku bah of Nerdapalooza. The event director, the man who really makes shit happen, is Aaron Yarhouse, a.k.a. Mazarow of Chronicle. He does a lot of talks with the hotel and gets a lot of shit done. Nina Hallie is our, if you've ever been to a Nerdapalooza, you may know her as Merch Girl Nina.
She is lovely.
She is amazing. She is, she is running a podcast right now called Jail for Kids, and I was interviewed last week. It was really good. Jail for Kids podcast.
Jail for Kids?
Jail for Kids. I don't really understand it. I got interviewed and we talked about My Little Pony, so.
Sounds like juvenile hall. Yeah.
And, she's our, public relations officer, director. She does a really good job with that. And our our music director is Joshua Thu, also known as Moose, the drummer for the, video game, rock band Random Encounter. And, he builds incredible relationships with musicians and, is an incredible asset to the team, like them all. And our, engineering director, is James H.T. Ianelli.
The H.T.
Yep. So he makes sure that, we got the sound, we got the lighting in last year's show, that man is on point.
Well, I'm going to plug the H.T. real quick and just mention, because I was looking for somebody, just looking for somebody to assist me with some final mixing, and somebody, I guess a few people thought the H.T. had kind of fallen off, and he totally hasn't. He's still in the game, and if you want good work done, go ahead and get a hold of him.
Oh, yeah, he is currently mixing and mastering the Nerdapalooza 2012 live CD.
Excellent.
Oh, 2011. 2012 hasn't happened yet.
I actually have a question for Hex.
Sure.
For people who are not familiar with your art or whatever, how would they go about looking and finding it?
Unfortunately, I don't have a website that doesn't suck right now, so I'm just directing people to my Facebook, which is facebook.com/theartofhex. And from there, I kind of link to everything else. If a piece is good enough to be on my Society 6 page, then I direct it over there. The best place to send and follow my art is my Facebook.
One last question that I got here for you. What is the process of running a show as big as Nerdapalooza?
Oh, you are assuming that we have it codified down to a science.
Am I wrong?
I mean,
it
like
scares
every
me that
Nerdapalooza,
I'm wrong.
Like, here's the thing. Aaron, Nina, HT, Josh, and I, we're all. Yes, we've been doing this for 5 years now, but we still don't know exactly what we're doing, and I'm probably going to get yelled at by those four for saying that. But every year we're learning a little more, and every year we're adding to the system. But basically, the process that goes on right now, if everything goes to plan, is we, since Nerdapalooza 2011 ended, we've been watching potential headliners, trying to ooze up to them, schmooze with them, try to get them in our favor while we're opening up communications with venues. And once we have a headliner at a venue with a similar date, then we can start campaigning, letting people know. This is also, all the while, we are sending out sponsorship packages to get people to give us money.
Us cash.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how are we going to be able to afford the ProtoMinter front if we can't pay them with cash that we have? Because
American currency, too.
Well, yeah, Nerdapalooza is a charity event, so every year we don't have like a war chest to hold on to between the years that we can dip into to lock in a headliner. We just give it all away to the charity, pretty much. And so... this past year we we're raising money with sponsorship, and then once we have a headliner, once we have a venue, then we can start coordinating and collecting other performers, get all our performers together, and from that we'll know what kind of scale of an event we're working with, can promote accordingly, can figure out other events, like last year was the first year we did the art show, and this year it's going to be a lot more prominent, so it'll be much more of a nerd cultural festival than a nerd art and music festival.
Yeah, the art show last year was absolutely stupendous.
And if all goes according to plan, it's going to be bigger and better than last year. It's going
to That's the last fun. Thing I need. I don't have anywhere to hang up more shit.
Like, honestly, like, if things go according to plan, the art show will be a draw all unto itself. People will show up going, wait, there's music here too. And so, yeah, that's it. Meet about weekly, monthly, or every other week to talk about where we are on things. We have directors in charge of sponsorship, volunteers, collecting volunteers. There's this whole mess. I could rattle on for another hour, but
This could go on.
Yeah, it's this big juggling game of making sure that everything is thought of, everything is taken care of, and having a massive checklist that just after every year you go, well, I didn't have that on my checklist last year. I guess I should have had it.
Nice.
Thanks.
All right, so I think now is about an appropriate time. Thanks for Hex for like letting us interview and let us poke and prod at you with our silly questions. Let's head over to a musical break. We'll hit up the song Mega Nerd by Whitey Cracker.
Aye.
And just do it up.
Who?
Did you say who?
What's a Whitey Cracker?
Are you fucking high right now?
Well, yeah, but I'm also just making a joke.
My handle is the Whitey Cracker, the progenitor of all the nerd rap that you're hearing today. There was a time in my life when the ladies didn't dig me, I didn't get laid, and I didn't have a big screen. Now they line up to see me, asking for a freebie. Cool down, be less needy, we're a little greedy. Back in the day when no one cared, sitting in our basements, face it, hacking on computers, disassembling stuff, paid off in the end, now who got it rough? The beauty of the bard, and the world of the switch, make a new generation of us geeksters rich. We own those that made fun of us, tried to make a run at us, beat us up in class, said yeah, there's a ton of us. Who's laughing now? Cause most of us your bosses, the rest of you are flipping burgers, smelling secret sauces. Yeah. This is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80 to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we're keeping it nerdy nice. This is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80 to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we keeping it nerdy nice. I hated gym, cause I never was athletic. I played a couple sports just to keep it copacetic, but I found more in computers than I ever could in hooping. Every time I wrote a go-to, bitch, I had that baby looping. Basically, basic was the first language I spoke, and I was telling Apple deuces just where they could peek and poke. I had a 5 1/4 floppy. Label, please don't drop me. Used to load a million copies, and no one could ever stop me. Lived in the computer lab, no one could separate us, and I never did my homework. It's no wonder others hate us. I get A's on all my tests, so nobody could debate us. Now I'm shouting from the mountain, SDC, we are the greatest. Never get discouraged, just let your nerdy flourish, cause we're native to this code, and the rest are all just tourists. If it ain't apparent now, then just wait a couple years, when your gas is getting pumped by every one of those queers. Yeah, this is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80 to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we're keeping it nerdy nice. This is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80 to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we're keeping it nerdy nice.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's a good song. Everybody likes Whitey Cracker. I was just kidding with who.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
well,
fucking with my mind that I...
Igoran, back in 2007, he labeled Nerd Rat Entertainment System as the #1 inspiration on why he did the Mega Ran album.
Oh yeah, man, that's that always made me feel like, if I'm ever feeling shitty about being like such a big fucking nerd that I am, I'll just listen to that album and be like, you know what? I can be pimping. I can be a pimp.
And NES was truly nerdcore.
To the prime.
Truly nerdcore. And I don't know, it's an example that should be remembered.
It is definitely like on the top 10, top 5 most influential nerdcore albums of history. Hell, nerd music album.
Like, yeah, agreed.
Hell, man, that's...
You can take the nerdcore hip-hop out. It'll be nerd music. Of nerd music albums, that is definitely one of the most influential.
I love that album.
Everybody just nostalgied on Whitey Cracker. Whitey Cracker, are you listening? You touched our hearts,
so
and we love you.
That man is going to be playing South by Southwest with Adam Warrock and Shift the Dark Lord.
Yep.
And Thought Criminals, did I read right? Were they
going
to be there?
I think it's just Kill. I think it's just Michael Kill going.
Or Kill and Sulfur, I'm not sure. I can ask him, but I think they were pending the invite. Are you going to be in Austin for South by Southwest, Hex?
Oh, God, no. Oh, I wish I was.
Damn.
I don't get to go out much because I just sit and work all day.
Comments. Meow.
Anyway, so up next we got our one of my favorite parts of the show. We got our comment section, in which we read off the comments. Well, not many this week. Not many comments this week. But you know, good enough. Last week we had Kay Murdoch on the show. You know, he had a good time. We all had a good time. We talked about some video games for like an hour and a half. And anyway, yeah. So here are all the comments. Michael Kill says, "Holy shit! Thanks for all the props, you guys." Yeah, we called Michael Kill out a bunch in that episode. I think we were talking about Brown Coats.
We were talking about good production all around.
Yeah.
And
of course,
in that discussion, he's going to come up.
Yeah.
Right, because we talked about entropy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking entropy.
The name of Sulfur's new solo album was Entropy, and
Kill had... No,
oh well, then.
Oh, he's... Well, fuck you.
That was a poor joke, Hex. Try harder.
Sorry for referencing the classic. It was before. We'll go be a nerdcore hipster over here. Give me that cat.
MCOMI, he says, "Porn midis equals EWI 4000s or EWI USB. I think he's trying to give us...
Oh, and I scoped him out, and he's right. They sound pretty good, but I think just in general, MIDI brass, just, you know, at large, you can pretty much tell it's MIDI.
It's like you hear it and you're like, that is not a trumpet.
Even the really good ones, you know, you put them side by side with some real instruments and you can tell.
Right. I mean, it's MIDI.
Yep. It's MIDI. It's never going to sound perfect. I think the closest you'll get to hearing real good MIDI stuff is from Reason, because they actually go in and they record each sample of like each instrument. But I don't know. All right, Stibor says, "All right, I'm all caught up on the main show. I got to go back and check out the after hours on all the episodes. First of all, as a close first personal friend of the BC Boys, I can tell you that they are listening. We got the BC Boys interested. And now you owe them $1,000 just for saying their name on the podcast." Oh, fuck.
He tricked you.
No, we're punk rock. We're not giving them the dough.
now we owe them another $1,000, though.
Chuck D can come collect from me.
True. Okay, so when you have producers on, I never know how these things are going to go, because you don't hear a lot from producers on things, but Kay Murdoch is good at, like, talking. Even when he was talking about producer stuff that I didn't fucking understand, I was hanging on every fucking word. Fucking great podcast. I hope that when I guest in, it's the middle of a bunch of big-ass names. We have, like, Adam Warrock, Zealous One, Styborg, then Megaran. I think that would be funny as hell.
It'd be funny to tell him we're going to do that and then not.
I think that's probably what we're going to do anyways.
I like how Chad did the cocky sniff after he read that one.
I'm done.
No big deal, just saying. I had posted not too long ago that I was removing myself to go to elocution lessons. And no shit, what I meant by that was I was playing Rapstar on the 360. And apparently I look so ridiculous when doing this that children in our neighborhood came up and rapped on our windows and ran off giggling because they could see me rapping along to Rapstar through the window.
Wait, Rapstar? This is a real game?
It's a real game, and you actually, it's like karaoke to some popular rap tunes, but it's supposed to like let you know if you're on time and stuff. And I actually have the realist flow. The game reassured me of this.
You got the realist flow!
Which, I don't know why those kids were hating, but no shit. Like, there were three of them. There were two little boys, a little girl, couldn't have been older than 8 or 9 years old, laughing at me through my window. And they laughed so much they had to knock.
You know what I'm wondering?
What?
This mic that I have, can I use it to play Rock Band?
Yeah, probably.
That'd be dope.
The easiest way to tell is to do a quick Google search to make sure that the drivers for your USB mic, whatever brand it is, are native to your box. And usually, like, there's some universal receivers, especially in the if you have a first-run PS3, they'll receive fucking almost anything.
What? I have a second-run PS3. I have a Slim.
Then I'm not sure. I got actually a second press of the original P3. I've got the one that has no global restrictions on it. It's rad, and it still runs perfectly. It's old as shit. They're ugly as fuck now. I remember when I got it, I thought it was the most futuristic robot-looking device I ever owned. And now it's like, look at this clunky big motherfucker.
Yeah, PlayStations, when they first came out, man, those things were big motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's huge.
Is that the one that sounds like an airplane when you turn it on?
Yeah, dude, it's pretty loud. The fans are loud. The universal card reader is priceless. I've got so many different kinds of porn on that thing.
My the fans on mine are pretty loud too. I have the Slim, and it's pretty loud too. Especially
those bitches run hot.
TV. Like you throw a Blu-ray into there, and it's just like it's freaking out. It doesn't know what the fuck to do. It's like too much content for one disc.
I always wonder if the CPUs really do sit there and think, and they're like, damn, discs are getting bigger. I'm getting old.
You come home with the PS4, and the PS3 has one of those sticks with a little bag on the end, and he's like, I guess that's it for me.
I'll be taking off now.
You the Hulk walk away.
Yeah, sad walking away Hulk music.
Speaking of porn, dicks, and hobo consoles... do you want to elect up the next musical break? Because I think we can parlay this right into
our conversation.
The next song we were going to play, which is a 3D.
Our next song is 3D6, the Jerkin' Off remix featuring Death Star, Ronald McFonald, and Cliff B.
All right,
enjoy it.
Enjoy this.
Just wanna stay home and masturbate. My older brother, he took away my porn. Who should I think about? I am truly torn. I'm a masturbating junkie, love to go and spank my monkey. Remix. Well, there's Queen Amidala and Princess Leia, 7 of 9 and Lara Croft, I wanna nail ya. Buffy, Vampire Slayer, and the blue chick from Avatar. Just a dope rabbit, spread eagles in my car. Looking at that blue caboose makes me want to milk my moose. Jerking off,
jerking off,
jerking off.
Jerkin', better grab the jerkins. Ain't no one lurking. Every time I'm working, shirking off all the papers in my inbox tray. Cause rule 34's on my screen all day. Boss walks by, hit the all-tab line. Tell them that my project coming out just fine. You know them chans got me on cloud 9. Lois X Marge, click download mine. Fuck yeah, Luna X Genie fan art. Uh-huh, can't hate Mickey Minnie, that's smart. Grown apart from a Haruhi nation. Rather use Faye for my secret masturbation. I already told you my cosplay addiction. Plus I love fapping to a good fan fiction. Important to me that she use good diction. When Maya and Missy give oral transmission.
Jerk it off!
Jerk it off!
Jerk it off,
jerk it off,
jerk it off.
Clementine is. If you don't like this, don't hate, don't get mean. Don't fuck your tentacles off like the legend of Oval Fiend. I close my eyes, my slimy fingers squirm. Cause in my head I see Smithers low and Mr. Burns. I like March 2, but not that green dress, she's saggy. I'd rather give a penis pacifier to Maggie. Now it's all said and done, cause I'm tripled and curled. Cause I just shot my last load watching Bobby's World. Jerk it off!
Jerk it off!
Their big green load all over Alderaan, it's Death Star.
Feet on the couch, watching cartoons, and I'm telling you, when I catch a flight of Sitara, my staff is swelling too. Many memories of childhood, when breasts were new to me, sitting gawking with cock in hand, awkward in puberty with Scarlet Lady J and a boner for the Baroness, feeling it to Tila and Princess Peach's Perilous, rolling up a road, and vlogging it to Phoenix, so much ank on my wing, I'm peeling paint off my penis.
Never had desires to perspire over actresses, action is the muse that stains all my mattresses, wank my walker, caressing my cactus, acrobating my atlas, molesting my magnus, try hard, I'm hard, working my rambone, wetting my wet Willis, strokes of Urban Commando. Blade fills me with blood, Rocky could rock me. Break my rogue hand solo, don't get cocky.
Jerk it off, jerk it off. Jerk it
Welcome back to the show.
That song is epic, I'm telling you.
That song is like next gen. It's completely brand new. But man, that song is like, that's the next gen of nerdcore hip hop right there.
Yeah, the free download went live yesterday, and you can grab that at the 3d6band.com/downloads. It's available. The MP3 is available as of yesterday. So.
And Ronald McFondle is rapey in the shit.
Yeah, he's a creepy motherfucker. I swear, if I ever meet him, I'm going to kick him in the nads. I'm scared of clones anyway, and one that looks like he just got done raping a dead girl? No fucking way.
It's not that it looks like he just got done raping a girl. He probably just got done raping a girl.
Seriously, I'm not happy. I'll kick him in the nuts and then take a few steps back and be like, who is that?
So this week we have a new segment that we want to introduce called The Weekly Achievement, where we talk about what games we're currently balls deep into. What about you, Hex? What are you playing right now?
I'm playing the Photoshop game and programming in Ruby on Rails. And I'm not playing any video games right now, but I'm also saving up my energy because I am really excited for Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, right on par with that.
Right on. All right, Beaks, what's you been playing?
Well, I've got two right now. Number one, props to Attack Slug for turning me on to a PSN downloadable for the PSP called Corpse Party. The translation and the Americanized adaptation of this game is really very, very humorous. Play it for nothing more than the dialogue, and you'll really enjoy it. But no achievements there, no real trophies. On the achievement front, though, if anybody is in the programming game, or if you're big in the shit with the computer game and app development, Microsoft has implemented the achievement reward system for Visual Studio, its production software, its development software, and it's really been kind of neat. There are some fun ones to go after. It's worth getting online, Googling, and checking out. But yeah, if you're into the development thing, having achievements available to you for work product and work oriented applications is really kind of a fun juxtaposition of work and play. So, Colby, what are you playing, man?
Well, I'm not playing anything really, but on Friday, me and neighbor Drew. We're playing some Halo drinking games. We were playing Halo, and every time you get killed, you have to take a shot. So that's fun.
That's always good.
On Halo, are you playing that Legendary?
No.
No, easy.
No.
He's playing French Ultra Hard.
French Ultra.
Yeah. I'll play easy. That way, it's a sober night.
Wait a minute. Do Canadians call easy mode French Ultra Hard? we're bringing that to the States, boys. That's wonderful.
That actually was contrived by my friend Craig D from HopLettaGaming.com. He runs like a gaming stream.
Damn it.
And one time he was playing, he was doing a Metal Gear Solid marathon for the kids. And he didn't want to play it on hard because he wanted to get through it in 48 hours. And he, instead of saying that he was playing on easy, he said he was playing on French Ultra Hard.
That's, I'm taking it anyway.
Yeah, it is. It's a great term.
That's a good one.
So, Charlie, now that you're back, what are you playing at the moment?
Well, I made a bit of a mistake. See, I don't have a lot of time to play video games, so I haven't been playing a lot of video games this month. But I made a mistake this week by starting a new account on Final Fantasy VI, because now I know I won't see any of my friends for a few months, because that game is so goddamn addicting. I'm about 3 hours into it now. I just got to South Figaro. But still, man. Hey.
Did you start playing it because we talked about Final Fantasy VI with K Murdoch?
That's exactly why I started playing it. Yeah, I played a little bit of Skyrim this week as well, and I was like, man, this is fun. But you know, I don't know. I could never get super addicted to Skyrim the way everybody else did. You know.
I haven't picked it up since I finished it.
I know there's not. There's too much going on in that game, I think. Although I love Skyrim.
I spent like 2 hours chasing a cow, just to chase it, and then I realized what I was doing with my life. And instead of killing myself, I went and did something productive.
Nice.
So instead of continuing
that's my
doing that,
Skyrim story.
Pussy.
Next thing we want to talk about is this year's upcoming Nerdapalooza. That's coming up this year. Do you know, Hex, do you know when the actual dates are going to be for this year's Nerdapalooza?
No, I was actually coming on hoping you guys would have dates for me.
I do.
Okay.
The entire week of July 8th.
Okay. no, we don't know yet. We're looking around. It'll definitely be in July. And like I said, we're in that phase where we're talking with headliners, we're trying to figure out their availability, of venues. I'm going to a Marriott on Wednesday to do a site visit, so that'll be fun.
Nice.
That will be.
So no details on venue, no details on date, because nothing is definite.
You said you've been talking to headliners. Can we? Do you have like a sneak peek?
Nope.
Heard it first.
No, unfortunately, the name we're talking to is big enough that if I tried to leak it now in any way and I failed to deliver, everyone would go, yeah, I don't even believe that you were talking to them. Nice try, Hex.
Oh,
jeez,
the suspense, goodness.
Yeah, no.
Well, you got to give us something, Hex. How about headliners? Not headliners, but other acts. Who have you got on the bill so far that you would be comfortable letting us know is confirmed?
We have absolutely no one on the bill. Nerdapalooza is totally not at the point where we can even talk about it. It's really lame. But I can talk about that I had a lot of fun at MAGFest, and I walked away from MAGFest going, wow, we need a lot more chiptunes. Wow, we need a lot more video game-inspired music. One for certain that I'd love to have play at Nerdapalooza is Bit Brigade. These guys, holy monkeys, their shtick is that they perform old school video games while the band, like one of the members of the band is the speed runner. And he's sitting there, he's playing at MegFest, he played Mega Man 2, speed runner Mega Man 2, while the band is playing the music for the game. The sound effects are still enabled, but you can't hear the game music, the band is playing it. It was amazing. Like
that is so cool.
Yeah, no, because like some video game music, you're like, yeah, this is awesome. I really feel a part of it. But with them, it totally felt like you were in the game. You had that visual and that audio reminiscing to childhood going, yes, this is so freak. I am, oh my gosh, go. Like we were like
That is really cool.
Like, when they got to Bubble Man, and they couldn't even have enough time for a full, like, bar of music, because he killed them so quickly, like, the audience just erupted with laughter. Like, it's that kind of shared experience.
That's a lot of fun.
How do you kill them that quickly?
Bubble Man? Please.
He's like the Splash Woman of Mega Man 2.
Man, even Splash Woman had problems. But yeah, no, Mega Man, like, Bubble Man defines the whole, hi, I'm the lame robot master over here. How you guys doing? I have a snorkel.
I don't know. I recently played Mega Man 9 through again, and last time I played through it was when it first came out. And I recently played through it again, and this time when I was playing it, a lot of Mega Ran 9 was playing in my head by random.
Yeah.
And I actually felt sad killing Splash Woman. I was like, I can't do this. I'm supposedly in love with this woman. I can't do it. I did it anyways.
Aww.
So. I am super excited for Nerdapalooza again, as always, as I'm sure you're aware, Hex.
Yes, I am aware of your excitement. What might call it Hexcitement. Oh.
I do, in fact, call it Hexcitement. Well, okay, so now that I have half of an erection, let's talk about what some of the benefits we can expect this year to come around for supporters that might show up through Kickstarter or whatever other support means that you guys might decide to go with this year.
This year we will not be doing Kickstarter. We will be, however, offering, this isn't for sure yet, but this is something that I can go, this might happen, if it doesn't happen, you won't be mad at me, kind of thing. But something that'll probably happen is that we're going to have pretty much, and the names are still to be worked on, as well as normal tickets, we're going to be selling supporter tickets, and super supporter tickets, or mega supporter tickets, or final boss tickets, or I don't know. Final boss, that's something that's already, that's something separate. We have our final boss people, but basically, we have this club of people that in 2009 were able to elect into a club called the Final Boss Club. Lifetime pass, one time only of ever having that available, but we also have VIP passes of a similar level, and a part of that, you will get, if we have it, a Nerdapalooza 2012 poster for free. That is yours. You walk away with that. You get VIP pass. You get a special prize. Every year we have a little special prize that we give them. Last year the prize was it $75 towards the art room?
I don't remember what the prize was. I honestly don't remember any of the prizes.
Well, last year we to celebrate the art room, we pretty much gave all our final bosses $75 or some similar, $50 towards any purchases at the art gallery. So people could just go up like, oh wow, I'd like that $50 art piece. Cool, are you a final boss? Yes, I am. That art piece is now yours.
Yeah, it now so belongs to you.
We have this cool a way that we want to gamify Nerdapalooza, and so we have a certain project we're working on. I don't want to leak too much, but
it's big in the shit.
What?
It's big in the shit.
it'll be fun. Yeah, if we actually are able to get our shit together and put it together. We've been trying to get it together the last couple of years, but
yay!
We got it together for Nerdageddon, Nerdapalooza 2012. That'd be awesome.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
for real. That is exciting. It's very exciting.
Man, I feel bad. I'm gonna have to come on the show again when I have actual stuff I can announce. Right now, I'm like, I can't talk about it, but it's gonna be awesome. You guys are gonna be, you won't even believe it. It's gonna be so amazing that you're gonna
Are we gonna enjoy ourselves? Are we gonna enjoy ourselves?
We'll enjoy yourselves every year. Nerdapalooza is amazing.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I don't get to enjoy it, so this is what people tell me.
I have never been, but I'm excited to go this year.
Yes!
I like running up to Hex and saying, that was really great, and then running away while he stands behind
the
desk.
I appreciate that. Wish I could have experienced
it. Yeah, we're planning on having a few of the podcast kittens out this year, too. That's right.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's right. Speaking of podcast kittens and plans for this year, please, for the love of Christ, tell me that we're not pumping everyone full of NOS again at NAPP 2012.
I would be okay with
we
that.
Are in talks with NOS Energy Drinks for Nerdfusion 2012. They are looking to be a bigger sponsor of the year, so I am very excited to be working with NOS Energy Drinks again.
Wow.
I would be okay with being pumped full of NOS the whole weekend.
Dude, it was really fun the first day, but by the third day, I swear that's what crack must feel like.
I feel like I will need to bring my toothbrush, because if I'm not brushing my teeth every hour, I'm going to get fucking gingivitis from all this shit.
Or diabetes, man. Everywhere I looked, there was a barrel of NOS, and there was some chick with her boobs hanging in it, and she was just like, hey, who wants a NOS? And everybody wants a NOS.
Everyone's like, God, I'm so sick of NOS. And they see those sets, and they're like, I'll have a NOS.
And that's the thing, you never get sick of it, because it's so genuinely good. When it's free, why should you stop? You know, like, your kidneys beg for mercy, and you're like, no, fuck you, this shit's delicious. They just brought in a case of the red ones. I seriously, my piss glowed in the dark for a week.
I really want to, you said seriously, so I'm going to take that completely serious. And if it doesn't happen to me, then shit's going to go down.
come forward with some angry complaints.
Our next song is Clan War by Dr. Awkward.
Bye.
And not a match but a war. Best to be sure that you soar the flags for the core. Meet on the battleground, everybody silent. Nobody blinks, this is the calm before the violence. The bombers get their pilots, soldiers get their vests. Dressed to the crest, must stress to digest. And they're testing themselves, seem to persist. No man wavers when death's in their midst. They resist the temptation, defect and desert. All brave men know that death is a flirt. They're alive and alert with their eyes in the dirt. Praying to God that they wind up unhurt. Battle cries ring out and their fate is embraced. The switch is flipped and all the fear is replaced. Look to the general, he lets out a roar. Welcome everybody to a clan war. It's a clan war. Better get set, cause there might be trouble. A clan war. Better hope blood's got you rolling doubles. Clan war. Ready for battle, a clan war. It's a clan war.
Commences, suspense is intense. Your senses are heightened and tension's immense. You stand at attention, your heartbeat is racing. Facing directions where bullets are tracing. You try not to wince, show no signs of failing. Bullets are sailing, smoke you're inhaling. Your thoughts are derailing, you push them aside. The height of your stride, the forces collide. Adrenaline's pumping, you try not to waste it. Your enemy's blood, it's warm, you can taste it. You ignore the flavor, what's seen is appalling. Your brothers in arms, all deceased, limbs are sprawling. Revenge for the fallen, exacted with force. Divorce your emotions and curb your remorse. Ignore the gore, mutilation galore. Let me welcome you to a clan war. It's a clan war. Better get set, cause there might be trouble. A clan war. Better hold love's got you rolling.
Let's talk about Nerdy Show for a minute, because you co-host the Nerdy Show with three of my favorite nerdy people. But number one of which...
And the gentleman that I host with. And I assume you are referring to one Cap, one Triforce Mike, and one Brian Clevenger.
I am, in fact, referring to those gentlemen.
Yeah. Brian Clevenger, for those of you that don't know, because you don't apparently follow me on Twitter and see me spam about his comics every week.
You don't know anything about Twitter spam.
Atomic Robo is arguably, I would go out on a limb and say this, and I'm not saying this because Brian pays me to say this, because he doesn't, and I wouldn't want him to paid me to do
He should start.
But Atomic Robo, the best comic today that is currently being published, is amazing. It's beautifully orchestrated. It's one of those comics that you can start at any volume, and you won't need to read the previous ones to know what's going on. I mean, they all connect to a similar story, so you get to know Robo better, but you're not like, oh, what's going on? I don't know, because it's just this world that's this beautifully well-told story. Unlike the Marvel and the DC, which is like, oh, we're hiding our bad story behind tits and gore, because we don't know how to tell the stories anymore, sadly. So Brian Clevenger, he does that. He also did, if you ever paid attention to it, 8-Bit Theater, which, wow, 8-Bit Theater was an amazing comic based off the Final Fantasy I series, telling this really, really intricate story that just went on forever. And then we got Triforce Mike, who is just a crazy motherfucker. He recently got an article published on BleedingCool.com talking about how there needs to be a My Little Pony comic.
I would read that.
A lot
I would
of people
so point, read that.
No, that's the point. It's like, and here's the thing. Hasbro, which owns Hub, also owns Transformers, G.I. Joe. Transformers, G.I. Joe have amazing comics going on done now by IDW. Why doesn't My Little Pony? Like, Transformers, G.I. Joe, they have their own kind of like fan communities, but none of them come to the same level of fervor that you see with the Bronies and My Little Pony. But if there was a My Little Pony comic, so many people go, fuck, I'd read that, like have that exact same response. Why isn't
like
it? It makes sense. And it doesn't make business sense that this comic doesn't exist. And then we have Cap Blacker, who is also, I don't know if anyone out there is familiar with the music website Consequence of Sound. He's a mover and shaker in there, and he gets to interview really cool people like Moby and Thomas Dolby and Weird Al, and every now and then his music interviews spill over and he steals some content just for Nerdy Show. But Nerdy Show is it's built up this big team of individuals that are working with us. Like we have video game correspondents Brandon and Jonna. We have John West, who is our sci-tech correspondent. We have Kristen, who is our kind of like our artsy cultural correspondent. We have Luke, who is in the semi-popular pop band, rock band Framing Hanley. He has a segment where called Luke's Late to Everything, where he reports on a part of subculture that he just recently caught up with. A fun one was when we talked about him finally playing Chrono Trigger for the first time.
Oh, neat.
And then we have Colin, who, as I stated before on the air, I hate Passion of a Thousand Suns. And so that is the Nerdy Show family.
Do you know anybody that can cast spells? Because something that attracts like fleas and ticks to his pubic hair would be great to see if it works.
I don't know. I'll look around. I may know some magicians.
Okay, so this week at Nerdcore News, lots of things are happening. Lots of things are happening.
Man, I got into Parks and Recreation because of Adam Warrock's Parks and Recreation EP.
Yeah, that's huge.
Park and Recreation, that was actually our first news story is about Parks and Recreation. You know, even if you don't like Parks and Rec, you will still enjoy this EP.
Right, I was on the fence of whether or not I should watch it or not, and then I listened, I'm like, this is really entertaining, I will give it a shot. And I'm like, wow, I just fell in love with Ron Swanson. Yeah, Parks and Recreation EP. Wow. Go get it.
So, AdamWarrock.com. You can go there and download.
AdamWarrock.com. I have such a music crush on Adam Warrock. It's really sad.
Oh, God.
He's pretty hot right now, man. I'll let a slipper out. I mean, we're excited to have him coming up on a show not too long from now.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, for the Nerdy Show, we have this cool thing called Nerdy Show Prime, which is an extra long episode, and that the voter, like our listener community, they vote on and decide topics. And one topic that won for a month was Nerdcore, the past, present, future of nerd music. And so on the show with me, as well as Cap, was our guest host, Adam Warrock, and Z from Hipster Please.
Wow.
That's dope.
How did I miss this?
No, it hasn't come out yet.
Okay, good. Damn. Well,
we just recorded it. This is kind of me announcing that it's going to come out real soon. It's going to be crazy awesome. We had so much fun talking. And one of the interviews we also had back in, I believe, October, Adam, Megaran, Chris, and Lars were all on tour together. And while Chris was performing, the rest of us went, let's go talk outside. And so we got an interview with MC Lars, K Murdoch, Megaran, Adam Warrock, Tribe One.
Wow.
And so we recorded that, and that's part of that interview is going to be on the episode.
We will definitely be cross-linking to that episode if that's all right with you. That is very exciting.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, so
that sounds awesome.
Excited about that episode because I'm excited about my man crush with Adam Warrock.
Yeah, he's absolutely awesome.
I like Adam Warrock a lot.
Yeah, I'm really stoked to have him on.
But K Murdoch said it right last week, man. For every nerdcore song that exists, there's an Adam Warrock song.
Seriously,
the man's busy. But props to him. If your problem was that you have hit a creative point where you're just overflowing with ideas and completing them, then gee whiz, fuck to you.
Gee whiz, Adam.
It's seriously, if that's your worst problem going on, then the day's looking pretty sharp. And I'm sure at this point he's got to have the honeys just throwing themselves at him. For a tiny guy, that can be risky, but he's skinny. But like Shale said, Asian kids have all the best moves. I'm sure he can like jump kick a few bitches out of the way before they take him down.
Oh, I thought you meant moves in a different way, but either way, it works.
I would like to hope so. I don't know. I would assume. You know, if I was Adam Warrock, I would be carrying a stick with which to hit bitches as they approach me.
unless they're massively attractive.
He is literally beating away the bitches.
He's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Oh, hey, baby, what's up? You know, he gets to take his pick of the bitches.
You know, if you find one that'll take a stick and hit bitches with you, that's the one you take on tour with you?
Yeah. That is the one. That is...
Speaking of bitches on tour, Hex, who are you banging nowadays?
What? No, I'm playing solo.
Which female are you respectively seeing?
None.
You heard it, ladies. John Carter on the market. Now I've hugged this man, and it left me confused, secure, and reassured, but confused in a pleasant way. Even when really sweaty and under stress, he smells pleasant like a man.
Now I know you're lying, because I never smell pleasant.
I found it to be inviting.
It smelled like whipped cream, goddammit.
No, you're mixing me up with Cool Whip again.
You also like turtles, don't you?
I like turtles.
There you go. Ladies.
Ladies.
Sleep your way to a VIP badge at NAP, girls.
He's going nuts. He's just loving this.
Oh, man.
Right, now you're going to need one of Adam Warrock's bitch sticks.
You and Adam Warrock will just stand back to back fighting off bitches.
We'll go to my Facebook page and go, oh, the guy hugging the creeper? No, thank you.
All right, what do you want to play from Parks and Rec?
Ron fucking Swanson.
Yes!
All right, guys, Hex is absolutely right. We're going to go ahead and take a musical break right now. Here is Ron fucking Swanson from the Parks and Rec EP.
Yeah.
I was born ready. I'm Ron fucking Swanson.
What religion am I? Well, I'm a practicing none of your business.
Give me all the bacon and eggs you got. Maybe you don't understand. I meant all the bacon and all the eggs, cause I'm kinda like a whole different breed of man. And climbing up the pyramid of greatness, cause there's honor at the top in an American buffet. With a steak from Mulligan's and a scotch in my hand, cause we live in the great US to the A. Y'all know you messing with Duke Silver on the track. With a meat tornado, a claymore aimed at his enemy, so you better watch your back. Yeah, you could shoot him in the head, buckshot, and you still couldn't kill him. Click the button, watch the door close, cause it's early in the morning, but he's still in the building. Cause he's up woodworking, making canoes and shelves and desks and beds. And he's drunk off snake juice dancing.
yo, rest in peace, Lil Sebastian, man, you know that we miss you. What else could make Ron fucking Swanson cry? Gonna need a tissue. No matter the issue, know that he's with you all the way to the end. And when you're in a bind, Ron Swanson's down to ride for his friends. But he's down for the budget cut, still down to crush your dreams and do his thing in the hall. And he's shopping at the food and stuff, cause he's ready to make a little snack for y'all. Hey. Mustachioed monster Ron Swanson with a golden gun in his hand. Fried turkey leg inside hamburger, he ate it, man. Two crazy ex-wives, one got a little crazy sex life, and the other like a witch with a hex device. This guy Ron messed up on like his best night. Because what's a man really supposed to do in life? Just watch the bridge over the River Kwai. Or go camping, sitting trying to be a guy, but they sick of living all up in the city lights. Some got Jesus, and some got Dad. Some got Rambo, Ron Paul, and Robert De Niro. Know that they have this bad. My hero's head of the Parks and Rec Division, Ron fucking Swanson, better listen. You can't phase it, Ron fucking Swanson. You can't stop it, Ron fucking Swanson. Indiana's favorite, Ron fucking Swanson. Boss of all bosses, Ron fucking Swanson.
On my deathbed, my final wish is to have my ex-wives rush to my side so I can use my dying breath to tell them both to go to hell one last time. Would I get married again? Oh, absolutely. If you don't believe in love, what's the point of living?
All right, welcome back to the show. That we had to do it. It was worth doing. We had to do it.
You can't say no to that mustache.
Hey, Chadley, what's...
I say that the man grows a mustache.
What's going on then that on that Nerdcore Now forum? What's going on over there?
Nerdcore Meow.
On the Nerdcore Now forums? Okay, what was I just talking about?
So we are still taking... the votes are running for the 2011 Best of Year Awards.
You have to have an account on Nerdcore Now, which shouldn't be a big deal.
And it's, you can connect with, like, the Facebook app, and boom, you're in.
Exactly. And, you know, you can vote for... I'm up for a category for Most Improved, as well as Beaker is up for Most Innovative, as well as Best Producer. we deserve those awards, both of us. I'm just fucking with you.
I deserve all of the awards.
You know, yeah. Best Album? I need that award.
I think we should be sharing it, but don't go out and vote if you don't want to. But if you're familiar with the scene and you know what's going on, and you want to contribute to those, then make your votes. But there's already a lot of turmoil and controversy surrounding the awards. It's a hotbed of sultry news and events.
Oh, yeah. Oh my!
Actually, I don't think anybody gives a crap.
It's a hotbed of people not being happy about anything ever.
I think I should have got a nomination for Nice Guy Award.
Confident Sniff Award.
Cocky Sniff.
I think you did get nominated for that, but nobody put it up because it was just you, Styborsh, and Hip Hop Hippie, and nobody was like, you know what, why would we choose between those three?
Well, you know, let's put it into perspective here. I love the concept of the Community Awards. You know, and as the lead editor and an active participant over at the Nerdcore Now forums, I was really happy to see so many people participate in both the nominations process and the discussion about it. But the Meowies came with a macaroni Meowie.
That's true.
Exactly.
We gave out and macaroni Meowies.
Yep, which I'm yet to send out, but I swear to God I will.
We'll see, and people should be butthurt they didn't receive their physical macaroni Meowie. But as the forum stuff kind of boils down, I don't know, I think that... instead of taking away and having fun with everybody that got nominated and having fun with the voting process, you know, bitching about who didn't get through, counterproductive, not the point.
Right.
It's supposed to be about stuff that we liked, not stuff that we didn't like. For God's sakes, people.
Can we send Hex a Meowie? I want to append it, and I'm going to nominate Hex for a macaroni Meowie for being... Best smelly, sweaty man hug.
Okay. All right.
Can you glue that together? It. All right, very
yeah,
good.
I can put it together.
So other news on the forums, there's a new thread out about producers that have beats that are just kind of like available. So the lyricists and the cats, everybody needs beats, right? Cruise on over to the music forum and look for that thread. Grab yourself some beats, son.
Yeah, man, you get free beats.
Hex, if you wanted to resurrect your career, I know you said no, but why not get a free beat? Maybe warm up.
He's got you there.
Quitters never win in the rap game.
And quitters never quit in the rap game. That's why there's so many bad rappers.
Well, everybody, make sure you check us out on our Facebook. You can link right over to the Art of John Hex Carter and to Hex himself, Nerdapalooza. Also, follow him on Twitter at Hex Warrior. And what's the website? It's nerdyshow.com?
Nerdyshow.com.
Nerdyshow.com.
Yeah, and if you're following me on Twitter or Tumblr or Facebook or my art, then I will be spamming about Nerdy Show and Nerdapalooza appropriately as well there. So
you can also subscribe. The Nerdapalooza homepage has a great RSS updater that if you grab the homepage and the news feeds, I found it a great way to keep on top of everything Nerdapalooza related.
And I'll actually start doing blogs soon, so now is the perfect time to get that on your RSS feed.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Hex. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah, thank you once again for having me. This was a lot of fun.
All right, thanks for listening. We're going to go ahead and head out of here with Death Star. This is Social Apothecary. Nerd Chromia.
Hey, kiddies, gather around. The man with the goodies is here.
Charm kissed pharmacist with a tale to tell. Cross the paths of many heroes on the road to fail. One portentous purchase and our paladin prevail. I'm in sales, but I don't run a retail location. Find it easier to egress in my chosen vocation. When the chips are down and the odds are high, see me standing in the shadows with a way to get by. Twist your tragedy to triumph, turn your want to win. Turn the tables on the terribles, much to their chagrin. I'm the edge that you're after, I'm the shiniest slice. Pure perfection, proffered properly at a premium price. I move a medley of mushrooms from red to green. Market many marumaris and a mingling of beans. I peddle in potions that protect and parry. I'm known to some, but not to many, as a social apothecary. I'm a social apothecary, dealing enchantments. Got the power of items for performance enhancements. You exceed in the need, yeah, I got what you need. Won't mislead you, indeed, guaranteed to succeed. I'm a social apothecary, dealing enchantments. Got the power of items for performance enhancements. You exceed in the deep, yeah, I got what you need. Won't mislead you, indeed, guaranteed to succeed. To my victory, paid with good intentions. Whispers and mansions of skill boost inventions. Procurements for the progress of this paladin's quest. Go from bastard to the best, become better than blessed. Cape feather got me flying high, feeling invincible. Take a star hit, clutching shiny and colorful. So beautiful in this Hammer Brother suit. Indestructible, collecting shrooms and loot. Gold coins on a fireflower Friday. Super Saturday, spent stoned in a big way. Me. Humongous, humongous, go from shy guy to MC, it's easy. Get hooked on the success, princess and riches, lead to strong out excess. Pick battles just to prove my powerful prowess, addicted to the caress of my countless conquests. I'm a social apothecary, dealing enchantments, got the power of items for performance enhancements. You exceed in the deed, yeah, I got what you need. Won't mislead you, indeed, guaranteed to succeed. I'm a social apothecary, dealing enchantments, got the power of items for performance enhancements. You exceed in the deep, yeah, I got what you need. Won't mislead you, indeed, guaranteed to succeed.
Pack big stack, cause I got a mega need. Screw attack, got your back, satisfaction guaranteed.
Spirit balls,
got them all to beast for the masses.
Hit the pow,
knock them flat on their asses.
Spread shot,
why not, go from 3 to 30.
Power pellet,
yeah, I sell it.
Ghost riding dirty, heart container,
no brainer.
Gotta keep me alive, red elixir,
I'm your fixer, now you're gonna revive.
The great responsibilities that come with power tend to tower over my ability. So I devour sweet to sour to defeat varieties of missions laid at my feet. I'll acquiesce to my addiction before I accept defeat.
Please to make your acquaintance, I'm sure you'll journey far. Always ready with a remedy, a power-up star. Though the rates may change and the wares may vary, you will find what you need with a social apothecary.
I'm a social apothecary, dealing enchantments, got the power of items for performance enhancements. You exceed in the deed, yeah, I got what you need.
You record me out.